getting to the third hour of the program, and you can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the point of Free Talk Live. We call it Free Talk Live for that reason. You are free to talk about anything you want, and the show's live 7 nights per week. So we're going to continue here with you and your calls. And then coming up, Mark's going to tell us about sidewalk driving and what that can result in. And why it was
pretty
being
sidewalk, city sidewalk.
In the first place.
That's really nice.
But first, let's go to the phones here and talk to Mitchell on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mitchell.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I'm sitting here watching my German Shepherd look up in the tree. I got a big old possum up in my tree. I couldn't figure out why she was had this gaze on her face. And now
that's
I found
exciting.
Out.
No, I bet it's I'll tell you who it's exciting for.
The dog.
That German Shepherd is excited
about it.
That's
what I'm saying. That's
she's
exciting.
Sitting right there at attention. She looks at her. She's at her most beautiful right now. Her tail's out and probably one leg's behind the other. This is how, because of their hip situation. Usually they stand this way. And her eyes are wide open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dogs are pretty cool about knowing that stuff way before humans. I had a situation like that with my old dog in Florida where I you know noticed it was acting funny. And then I noticed that there was a possum running along the power lines above me, and they're definitely tuned into that.
Well, shepherds are great dogs. I've had her for 11 years now.
So what were you calling about besides a German Shepherd update?
Well, you're talking a little bit about the budget. Now, you know, if the feds could flip a switch tomorrow and balance the budget, meaning that they spend exactly what they take in, right?
Well, yes. So you're not gonna have them paying off the debt. They're just gonna spend what they take in. That's it, right?
That is my point. It doesn't solve the problem.
Right.
No, it doesn't because of the debt.
Right.
The incredible amount of debt.
The deficit. Yeah.
Well, no, the debt's different from the deficit.
It's, $16 trillion right now.
Yes.
Right. The deficit is the current amount that is where they spend. They have their current budget. They spend over that budget. That amount over the budget amount is the deficit, which then gets added to the debt. And the debt is always growing significantly.
But if they equal out the budget, though, so that they're bringing in the same amount that they're spending, mm-hmm. there's still the debt
at that point. Yes. And that debt still requires interest payments and
$16 trillion, which is, I guess, more than $110 trillion in unfunded liabilities.
Right, that's exactly right. I mean, if you're making $3,000 a month and you get home one day and they say we're going to cut your salary to $2,500, okay, for whatever reason, then you know what do you do? What do you and I do? We cut.
Yep.
We cut. I mean, that's just what you do. And
if you're smart, you don't spend your income in the first place, so you don't have to cut a whole lot. If you have $3,000 coming in and it gets cut to two, hopefully you weren't spending all three every single month in the first place, so you don't have to cut as hard.
Yes, but I mean, there's a negative savings rate in this country.
Right, because
there was in 2005. I think Americans have learned a bit of a lesson since, say, 2008. They're doing better than they were in that area. The government, however, hasn't caught up.
Correct.
No, I'm not sure the government can ever catch up at this rate.
Well, Bernanke's not going to go to jail if he doesn't pay his bills. I mean, pay the United States bills, or Congress isn't going to go to jail for
Treasury Department.
Exactly. Or, right. So you and I can.
I saw in our local paper the other day there were some top 10 things for the new president to do, and it was a wish list. And one of them was to pass a law that says that Congress gets fined X amount of dollars every day that they don't pass a budget, and I mean a real budget.
Yeah.
They've done that before, actually, back in the 80s, I think, with what was that? Not Restoring America, but what was the whole
thing? The Contract with America was in the 90s.
In the 90s.
Okay.
There's something else in the 80s, I think, too. And they
threatened
to fine them, and they seem to get around that, you know, rather easily, or they postponed, or they, you know, delayed how long they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not going to go for any fines on themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're
not going to
take any
responsibility for
that. Why don't we just start by cutting one thing that I think 100% of the people in the United States could agree on, and that is Secret Service to ex presidents and
100% would agree with that.
And senators, et cetera. You don't think the people are tired of paying for the secret?
There's so many people out there.
$10,000 a month for Hillary Clinton's Secret
Service.
But
she's got plenty of fans who.
But before she was in office. Well, okay.
Well, guys, that changed. That changed with Clinton. Clinton is the last one to get lifetime Secret Service.
Oh, right? Really? That's interesting.
Yes.
I wasn't aware.
Him and Hillary are the last ones. Now, with Bush 2, you get it for, the vice president gets it for 6 months, that's it. And the president gets it for 10 years, that's it. So they.
Well, there you go. Now the government's been cut to the bone, Michelle. Are you happy?
Only 10 years. Now, see, if everyone had just elected Ron Paul, he may not even live to be, another 10 years.
In the savings.
After, right?
Mitchell, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Beaker.
I hope all the best for that possum.
Let's go to Beaker, listening in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Is that a noise of a possum?
No, that's a Beaker noise.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
No, it's Beaker from the Muppets.
From the Muppets.
My nickname's sake. Tonight I'm calling in.
Beep, 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 beep.
My second time calling in. And first thing I want to bring up is yesterday here in Boise, Idaho, we had a little bit of a terrorism scare.
And, I can only imagine what this is like.
What, was there a lemonade stand or what?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, it's just as bad. government building, the Bureau of Reclamation here in Boise, Idaho.
What does the Bureau of Reclamation do?
It distributes water for irrigation and things like that around farms and within the city. And it also distributes hydroelectric power.
Okay.
It's for the entire western United States, but we have an office here in Boise. Somebody spotted a suspicious package underneath a car in their caged parking lot. They brought up a Department of Homeland Security, and they brought in a robot to examine this package.
Was it someone's sandwich, their lunch?
Back lunch.
What did he do? Put it down when he was, unloading some stuff from the car, and then forgot
fell
about
out
it.
Of his door or something. But
we got a ham and cheese over here.
Right, it's Cheetos, right? I put a link to it on you guys' Facebook thing, and I was going to put it in show prep, but
this is the cover the butt effect.
It took him 2 hours to figure out that it was grilled ham and cheese.
Yep.
I'm surprised they didn't blow it up.
Here's what happens with the cover the butt effect. Once one person sees something that they deem that could be suspicious, then everybody else after them is like, well, it doesn't look like any big deal to me, but
if you see something, say something.
We must be safe here because the government's not about efficiency. Efficiency doesn't fit into the formula. There's no rewards for being efficient.
When in doubt, bring out the bomb squad.
Right. So
the bringing out the bomb squad with their robot is a reward in and of itself for these guys, because who didn't like to play with a remote-controlled car?
Man. Right? That's why I said I'm surprised they didn't blow it up. Usually when you bring the bomb squad out, they have a policy of blowing up whatever package it is that they believe is a bomb.
Well, they're probably looking pretty silly with this, but I absolutely agree.
Someone should put poop in bag.
When it's time to, when I do my firefighter thing once a month, volunteer firefighter thing.
Love you in that little getup.
They do. They do the training with the hose. And I can tell you, everybody wants to work the hose. Nobody wants to get out there and work the rake.
I love to work the hose.
I bet you do. You need 10 rakes for every guy to hose.
It's funny because they robbed us of the money that they got paid to do it, the money that they would use to furnish this robot. They also robbed this poor guy of his lunch. I mean, he came on and out there and found it.
And it's just, there's no common sense. I mean, back in the day, right, you would have walked over there and looked in the bag and been like, there's someone's sandwich. And you would have maybe looked to see whether or not there was a napkin that said, hi, Georgie, have a good day on it,
right,
and give it to Georgie.
Somebody put a name on there.
Whatever. But, I mean, the point is that you would have looked for its rightful owner, and they would have got their lunch.
Like a good neighbor would, and now everybody's afraid of everyone else. Hey, at least the government guys are afraid. Probably if this were in the average parking lot, that's probably what would have happened.
Sure.
But government agents are always looking over their shoulders because they're violent, and so they expect everybody else to be violent. The violence is the name of their game. Beaker, thanks for the story. Good one tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
A
few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us here on the air. Also online, we've got news updates. You get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Facebook, Twitter, whichever method is your preference. In fact, there's news about Facebook. Facebook, a few months ago, made, I guess, headlines when they changed their policy about how pages work. So, for instance, if you go to the Free Talk Live page on Facebook and you click like, It used to be that you'd see everything that we posted. Then they changed it, and they made it so you only saw like a tenth of the people that that like our page will see what we post there. And Facebook said, well, if you want everybody to see it, you can give us some money, and then we'll let all your fans see the stuff that you post. And I guess some have suggested Facebook may have responded to the backlash by allowing people to now subscribe to notifications from a page, but you have to opt into them. So just clicking the like button isn't enough. Now what you have to do is hover over the like button. So if you've already liked our page at the Free Talk Live Facebook page, if you've already liked the page, when you're on the page, if you hover over the like button, it will then provide you with some options, one of which will allow you to receive notifications from that page. So if you would like to ensure that you...
It sounds like valuable information in general on the using Facebook.
Yes, I mean, for any pages that you enjoy, that you want to be certain that show up on your news feed, make sure that you hover over the liked button and then select show notifications. I think it's just something like show notifications. It'll be obvious. It'll be the first choice on that that menu that that comes up. So that's some news.
I'm Facebook free, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Must be nice. I can't be Facebook free, and unfortunately, I am an addict almost of Facebook. I spend way too much time on Facebook, and every time I find myself spending too much time there, I always end up justifying it by finding useful, you know, show prep items, and of course I have to be there for business purposes because we have a Facebook page, and thanks to all of the 7,700 people that that like said Facebook page. So I've got to be there.
Derek J has suggested that I have to, once I get my website up, if I want to have people, you know, be able to become subscribers to my page or something, that it's just such a great marketing tool. And so I suppose there's a difference between having a fan page and not or whatever. But the one thing I noticed was the quality of my life drastically improved when I got rid of it because I stopped arguing with people about stupid things.
So, again, you can go to the Free Talk Live Facebook page, and then you can hover over the liked button and select Get Notifications, and I believe that will help you receive that information. So there's that. You can get signed up for that. There's also Twitter. And there's something I made an announcement about today, which it might be a big announcement. I think it's pretty cool. We had our 10th anniversary over the weekend on November 3rd. That was 10 years of doing Free Talk Live.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's big.
That's a big deal. And so I decided that what better way to celebrate an anniversary than by giving a gift. So we've given you, the listener, a gift of access to, God, I don't know how many episodes it is, but it's a lot. 2-3 years worth of Free Talk Live from the early, early days. So pre-syndication, we have released.
Were you still angry back then?
I was definitely angrier back then. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I almost don't want to release these shows.
It's a different show, absolutely.
Yeah, but you know, because I'm not the same person today that I was 10 years ago.
You could really care less about me, though. Like you're young. Oh, yeah, Mark's definitely not the same.
You're not even Mark on these shows. You're Manwich.
That's the truth.
Oh,
he used to go by
funny.
Manwich.
Yeah, Manwich used to be my name.
You were Manwich when I first got here. People would still refer to you a bit as Manwich a couple years ago.
So you will be able to, if you go to like the Facebook page or the Twitter, you can link to these. But it's also on the archives page. So if you go to archives.freetalklive.com, I've now linked to two torrents. There's a torrent for what we call season one, and then there's a torrent for season two. So you can download. These are only available via torrent. They are not on our SoundCloud page. So you have to have a torrent program in order to be able to download these episodes. And they are there for you. And we're talking about literally years worth of the show. Everything up to when we got syndicated has now been re-released. It's all free. You just have to have a torrent client and then go to archives.freetalklive.com. You can click the links there toward the very top of the page for season one and two and get a whole bunch of shows as though you didn't already have enough to listen to. Now you can really dig into the back archives of Free Talk Live. And there were a lot of great moments on those shows. Plus, all the old promos are in there too. Mm. So like all the original stuff that we don't play anymore because it's just too racy. For some of our radio stations, all of that stuff is there.
It was pre-Janet Jackson's boob back then.
Yeah, the internet shows and everything, all still there.
So, Michelle, when I went with the name Manwich on the show, Ian didn't know what. He had never heard of
ConAgra
Foods bold and spicy hamburger mix sauce. He didn't know what Manwich was.
I thought it was a gay thing.
Well, I mean, look at though, Mark. I can understand why you think it's a gay thing.
Well, he was totally metro back then, too.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
It is true.
Anyway, I just figured I'd let you know in case you, you know, in case you were not subscribed to those news updates. If you were subscribed to the news updates, you could have started downloading the torrents earlier this afternoon. The torrents are there. People are downloading them. And of course, the way torrents work, the more people use the torrents, the faster the transfer speed. So when as you're torrenting, you're also sharing everything you've already downloaded. So again, when you complete the downloads of season 1 and 2, please continue on and seed those downloads, because the more people that seed the torrents, the faster they go. And by the way, the reason why I release them in this manner,
there's a couple of
different reasons. One, I really wanted it to be only for the fans. I didn't want to put them up on the SoundCloud, because the way SoundCloud works is everything you upload to SoundCloud is always the newest. So SoundCloud tracks from late 2006 up to the current day. If I were to upload it to SoundCloud, we'd have episodes from 2002 through 2003 and 2004 after 2012. So it wouldn't make sense chronologically to do it that way. And then it would also load up people's podcast clients with, you know, a couple hundred more shows.
That'd be awful.
It just doesn't make sense to do it that way. So we're doing it on more of a community basis, where if you like, you know, the idea of us having these shows, please seed them so we can offer them at a faster speed to everybody that wants them. And really, the original shows are only going to appeal to a certain, you know, level of fan of Free Talk Live. Somebody who's brand new to the show probably isn't going to be that interested in going back to 2002.
So what a nice gift. Here, I'm going to give you guys something you don't want. Is that what you're saying, Ian?
I'll tell you what. This was the highest rated program on this radio station.
I'm teasing Ian. I can't just tease you all the time and not tease Ian. Come on now.
I'm just suggesting that some people, you know, I don't have time to listen to hundreds more episodes of Free Talk Live, but there's somebody out there who really is interested in the old shows.
I'm going to go back and listen to the old shows simply because I have such a hard time imagining you as an angry young man. Mm. So I want to go check it out.
You've seen the picture of me with long hair. Didn't I look angry? I looked angry, though, didn't I?
Yeah, but it was kind of that long hair Volkswagen bug swagger.
Yeah, I didn't have a Volkswagen bug.
You looked like a particularly tall 12-year-old girl.
It looked like that was you're standing next to a bug. But anyway,
I was sitting in my old Toyota truck in that.
Okay. I guess I was just noticing the deadliness of the long hair and the angry face.
I didn't have long hair when we started Free Talk Live. I had already cut my hair before Free Talk Live.
Is that so?
It was the same year. I cut my hair earlier in the year, and then toward the end of 2002.
Hair talk. It's just about as compelling as
855-450-FREE. You want those torrents? They are available at archives.freetalklive.com.
Just read. Talking about sex.
Yeah, we'll come back. You've got some sort of budget thing, too, Michelle.
Fiscal clip.
A fiscal clip. We'll find out what that is here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Hey, bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-3733. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. And plus, you can also join us online if you've got a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, m is in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Get quick access to our live streams there. Once again, m.freetalklive.com. Somebody asked today on, I think it was Facebook, hey, what happened to the iPad program for the Liberty Radio Network, which featured Free Talk Live? Unfortunately, the guy who was programming that decided to shelve that project and to focus on other things, so he has pulled it offline. Hey, it was free. We didn't hire him to do it. He just did it on his own.
Is there any chance of him making it open source?
He said there was a chance of that.
Okay. Yep.
Whether that'll happen or not remains to be seen. For now, it's offline. You cannot access it through the iPad store. I don't know if that means that, you know, if somebody who currently has it could send it to you. I don't know how the iPad works with installing programs. I imagine that's a possibility. But, you know, if you're looking for a way to listen on your Android or your iPad, TuneIn has a great app, and we're in there. Free Talk Live is there with our live stream. The Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM, is also in there. The TuneIn app is great, and there's all kinds of content, and it's free, and it's available for every single phone operating system out there, whether it's Palm, Windows, Android, iPhone, or Apple, rather. So once again, that's how I would recommend that you listen. If you're going to listen live, is through the TuneIn app. It's not going away anytime soon, and it's free.
If you're concerned about weather happenings like Hurricane Sandy that put a couple of million people out of power for a period of time, or you know any other catastrophe, and you want to prepare for these kind of things, because I'll tell you what, the preppers, they were looking pretty good during this situation with Hurricane Sandy, a lot better than most folks. StrategicSurvival.com is the book for you. This is, and I'm calling it an omnibus, because this thing is, it's just full of all the information you need. It gives you the knowledge and other material and its references that can how you can take simple actions in order to turn fear and worry into confidence and peace. And it gives you, what I love is how it's simple, step by step, and gives, and cites specific products that you need and ways that you can go about practicing for situations. It gives you all kinds of situations, too, and different steps you need to take in different situations, not some kind of weird television show thing. StrategicSurvival.com. Get the real survival book, StrategicSurvival.com.
Michelle, what is the fiscal cliff? Tell me about that.
Well, let's see here. Fiscal cliff is a popular shorthand term used to describe the conundrum that the U.S. government will face at the end of 2012 when the terms of the Budget Control Act of 2011 are scheduled to go into effect. So, as you can imagine, it's the idea of a cliff is that you're going to fall over the edge into oblivion.
Mm-hmm. As that does not sound, yep.
Exactly. And Ron Paul, interestingly enough, was interviewed on with Bloomberg today. And, you know, we haven't seen much of him lately, actually, in the market news, maybe in other political opinions and things. But he hasn't been on Bloomberg. He said, no, we've already gone over the cliff. It's just a matter of how we're going to land. And there is this disconnect still today, even after he, you know, let everyone know 4 years ago that the TARP and all of the
stimulus
packages, yes, what they were going to do to the economy and the housing bubble, et cetera.
He's predicted so many things and been right so many times. But
you'd think he'd be given the benefit of the doubt, especially when he comes through and gives a rational, economically sound explanation for what it is he said. And the woman interviewing him still has her head in the clouds. Now, for those of us who trade, there's something called the slope of hope and the wall of fear. You climb the slope of hope and you fall down the wall of fear. Now, I guarantee you that when people are no longer hopeful at all, like this woman today, there was this disconnect. She was still hopeful that, oh, yes, we can get this resolved. When the average person goes then into that fear mode, you're going to see the markets collapse finally in a big, bad way. Now, they're suggesting in this article on that there are three things that can still be done in order to save us. They can let the current policy scheduled for the beginning of 2013, which features a number of tax increases and spending cuts that are expected to weigh heavily on growth and possibly drive the economy back into recession, to go into effect. The plus side, the deficit is a percentage of GDP.
Did they say that taxes? Okay, so they're going to tax more and cut spending.
Yes.
Is a suggestion?
Yes, but they're not in agreement on any spending cuts. They're only in agreement on
raising taxes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And if they don't come to an agreement, is that going to be one of those budgetary things where they have to shut down the government again?
No, it's just going to really affect poorly a lot of people's... this isn't going to affect the government. This isn't a fiscal cliff for the government. This is a fiscal cliff for the American people.
Because they'll inevitably have to... The government will turn to the Fed because we've already established a pattern here, and they'll print more money and borrow more money and then turn around and hand that burden over to the taxpayer.
I see.
So that is exactly Ron Paul's point. He's like, no, we're already over. This is already...
We're falling down the cliff.
Yeah, exactly. And they say that they can cancel some or all of the scheduled tax increases and spending cuts, mm-hmm. which would add to the deficit and increase the odds that the United States could face a crisis similar to that, which is occurring in Europe. Well, but the funny thing is people, everyone, not just... conservatives, but progressives are looking at Greece saying, well, you have to stop spending. You can't possibly be spending the way you are and expect to be able to have a balanced budget, blah, blah, blah. But they won't apply it to their own pocketbooks and to, you know, the government at large or whatever. And so basically, yes, this fiscal cliff that people are talking about, everyone from Bob Corker to the Secretary of the Treasury and whatever, It's already going to happen, so I hope you all have some stored food.
So would this be, you know, if their only way out of this fiscal cliff is, you know, the printing of money, which, again, we'll only get out of it for the government, but we'll screw everybody
increasing
else.
Increasing taxes as well.
In that.
Right.
Then that means, you know, the more the money they print out, the more likely things like gold, silver, bitcoins will possibly be somewhere you'd rather have your money, right?
Yes.
Like having some sort of investment besides Federal Reserve notes might be a good
idea. What I want.
And this comes, like, the Asian markets right now are down a couple hundred points there, and the U.S. in the last 2 days The S&P's dropped somewhere around 40 points or something, which is it's a lot. So it's now down in the 1300s, which we haven't seen that for a while. But in any case, so yes, everyone get out there, get your strategic survival stuff going, get your bitcoins in order, get your money out of your bank accounts, get some food stored, and take care of yourself. Look to yourself. Get your garden going.
The people that are in the know about these kind of things, like you, Michelle, and you know, people like Peter Schiff, Ron Paul, the big names, Doug Casey, you know, in this field that sort of, you know, the prediction of what's going to happen when the world's reserve currency has a fiscal crisis. And the reason they're using this term fiscal crisis, because nobody knows exactly what's going to happen. Is it going to be hyperinflation like it was in Weimar Germany? Is it just, you know, what's going to happen? It's difficult to know. I mean, it would seem like inflation, some kind of hyperinflationary spiral would be.
People were arguing between a deflationary depression and inflationary depression, you know, a couple years ago.
I just can't imagine that deflationary means that there's going to be less money available and the U.S. dollar is going to be worth more. That
right.
just seems really unlikely to me with the way they're dealing with it right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can't imagine that we enter into a fiscal crisis and people right. say, yeah, these green things not backed by anything sure are valuable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what seems reasonable to me is that they attempt to stabilize the situation, and then once, you know, after they get into an inflationary spiral, they attempt to stabilize the situation and then reissue a new currency. I don't know what that would be. Maybe it's the Amero that the Birchers have been talking about forever, or maybe it's some new world currency. This is, you know, what are the DRIs or whatever from the World Bank.
I'm suggesting it's going to go to a world currency.
That would be really bad. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control even in the remaining moments. Coming up, some good news. Get a little bit of good news from the election. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state. Potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. Even in the remaining moments, there is enough time for you and your thoughts. If you make the call now, with you in studio, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. I did, by the way, update our Facebook and Twitter again with the links to the pre-syndication re-releases, where we re-released season 1 and 2 back from before we were a nationwide show and just a local show in Florida. Those episodes are now available. And if you go to our Twitter or Facebook page, that is the freshest post that you will see there to help you easily find it. And it's thanks to great sponsors like this.
HowToWinInCourt.com.
Formerly known as Jurisdictionary, correct?
Right. It's basically Jurisdictionary 2.0. They have...
It's a better name.
I think that it's going to be a little easier for people to spell. I mean, certainly they still have the tried-and-true Jurisdictionary name, but there's been some improvements to the course. If you've ever wanted to take a complaint to trial and didn't want to or couldn't spend the money on an attorney, HowToWinInCourt.com is your solution. It's the course for people who don't have an attorney. It teaches you to win in, it teaches you the court's rules, and until you know those rules, you're just fighting in the dark, because they use those rules against you. There's no way to win if you don't know their rules. It works for plaintiffs and defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. And this new and improved Jurisdictionary course, HowToWinInCourt.com, is written so that the average eighth grader could learn it over the weekend. This brand new, as a matter of fact, they've in their restructuring, it's even easier and faster to understand. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. Go there, use the free tools, and buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. It's HowToWinInCourt.com.
All right, so let's continue here. A little bit of good news for you from the election. We already talked about the marijuana news out of Colorado and Washington, which is huge. It's been a completely
it's huge,
legalized.
Although, well, yes and no, because the governor of Colorado has said, well, the feds are still going to come get you.
And the DEA has essentially, you know, sent out a press release saying that, you know, they intend to continue enforcing federal law. But the feds aren't going to come and arrest somebody for walking down the street with a joint.
Nope.
That's not going to happen.
Right. Derek Jay is, we were talking late last night, and he's doing this podcast, and he's going
with Adam Kokesh?
Yeah, with Adam Kokesh, and they're going to do a bong rip to hail, you know, some aspect of the Colorado decision, and so
sounds like a good way to celebrate to me.
Right, but what instead he's going to go to the irony of the fact that the ATF doesn't go in and bust people who are drunk. but or bartenders or, mm-hmm. or restaurants that sell alcohol, even though more people die of the number of people that die of alcohol related injuries or accidents or overdose or liver, you know, damage or what have you. So he decided that he's going to do this bong rip to memorialize all those who died. Yeah, like that. Yeah, so he's all the people that have died as a result of alcohol-related disease or illness in the last year to demonstrate the total hypocrisy of this governor who will shield, you know, alcohol, you know, businesses, but he won't do that same thing for marijuana.
Well, didn't somebody call in to say that it was that governor who owned like a brewery or something like that? Yeah, what more do you need to know?
Right.
So, but, you know, too bad for him because the people of Colorado voted solidly for this measure.
I hear it's going to take a year before the dispensaries are going to be able to sell to the average individual. So, like, screw the law. You can't actually sell this stuff.
Well, I mean, politics moves slowly and the system does not change on a turn on a dime, that's for sure. But it's still big news. But it's not
Has somebody been arrested today for possession of marijuana in Denver is what I want to know.
Good question. They'll probably arrest people right up until where they can't anymore, I'd imagine, because there's money involved. I mean, the system gets money from that. But let's go. I mean, and if you are in Colorado and you want to clue us in, feel free at 855-450-FREE. But there's other good news. According to the Wall Street Journal, Americans for the first time approved gay marriage at the ballot box on Tuesday, pointing to changing attitudes on the divisive issue. In Maine and Maryland, voters approved ballot initiatives to begin allowing same-sex unions. Those wins mark a first for a cause that previously had been rejected by voters in more than 30 states, including as recently as 2009 in Maine. Now, that's confusing to me because I thought that we had gay marriage in other states brought about by ballot initiatives.
Not by ballot initiatives, no. It's always been brought about by courts.
Court
rulings. And New Hampshire was the first state that the legislature, and I believe still the only state that the legislature has brought about gay marriage.
I don't think this is a win.
No,
I don't, because the fact that you're still asking the government for permission to be in the union. Now, I understand, and marriage is between a man and a woman. Now, you can have, if you're going to do, in every culture of all time, and it was always a religious ceremony, so fine, leave people that want to have a religious ceremony and let them call that marriage.
Sure, but I don't think it's a loss, Michelle. I mean,
we're not necessarily asking permission.
I don't think that any of these people are asking permission to love another person for the rest of their lives. It's just that when you're a gay couple, you don't get the same perks of marriage that married couples do because government has granted all these, you know, special exemptions and you get to go and see your loved one in the hospital, these sorts of things. There's all manner of
legal is the same thing
purview.
That I go, this is to me like having the rapist wear a condom. I mean, yeah, I don't want to have a disease that could be given to me by the rapist, and I guess I could say thank you. But the fact that the government has been involved in marriage since the separate but equal clause with, you know, blacks wanting to marry whites, and prior to that, the government wasn't involved. We need to get government out of marriage.
I agree totally. But if you are a gay couple, this is a win. And if you're somebody that supports equal rights for all human beings, this is a win. I understand that, you know, you're saying get the government out of marriage. Unfortunately, that wasn't the proposal on the table. And in the meantime, doesn't it make sense to treat people equally?
I do treat people equally.
I mean, the government.
Right.
Doesn't it make sense for them to treat people equally? And isn't that a decent move to make?
I would like to say yes if it were in a vacuum. However, I think that what is going to happen is it's just simply going to take the burning frog and lower the temperature of the water a little bit. So it's not going to try to get out.
It's going to raise the temperature of the water a little bit, too, because there are certain people out there that, say, have employees that are gay or they don't even know are gay or something like that. And those employees are going to want to marry somebody and get the same benefits. And, you know, these people's religion is going to be in contradiction to this, and they're going to be forced to
like Chick-fil-A and all
them,
that, yeah.
Yeah, treat them in, you know, fairly by the court's definition. In my opinion, you should be able to run your business in whatever discriminatory, bigoted way you want
to
do it.
But these are all ancillary issues. I mean, I'm sorry that there are these mandates on people's businesses, and I'm sorry the government's involved in marriage, but that's the way it is. And nobody right now is proposing to get the government out of marriage. If they were, I would support that.
I don't think
in the interim, I think that it's absolutely the right thing to do to allow gay couples to have the same access to whatever privileges being married allows people to have.
Right, and so things like the...
Would you have voted for it, Michelle, if you were to go and vote? Would you have voted for it?
If I were to go and vote, that's a big...
Well, if you... Okay, so there is a line of ascension to the presidency, and if somehow or another you not holding office somehow ended up into the office of president or maybe God Queen, and you had the ability to make or break this, and only this, would you do that?
I would say whatever you do is your own business. You don't get any special treatment. You also you get to be protected if we're going to have a legal system from abuse and having your property taken and called negative rights, so to speak, free from harm or whatever. But
you're being obstinate, not answering the question about whether or not you would vote for this provision. If you were a voter in these two states, Maine and Maryland, where these provisions passed allowing gay marriage, you probably know some gay couples, and they many of them want to be married. They want to have the same access to those same services and privileges that straight couples have.
I was out in California actually during the 80s when the AIDS thing, and there were all these people that were friends of mine whose lovers were dying of AIDS, and they couldn't go into the hospital to say goodbye to them.
This couldn't help that.
Right, exactly. And so
isn't
to
it
me,
a good thing that this happened?
Sure.
There you go. I agree with you completely, Michelle.
I know.
That we
it's
need to get rid
frustrating.
Of government marriage. And Mark's right. It's probably not going to happen anytime soon.
I think this is like printing money. I think it just prolongs the inevitable that the government is just becoming more and more intrusive. And
let's go to Barry. He's on the line in West Virginia. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WVTS.
Hey, guys. Colorado just passed a state law legalizing marijuana, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, Arizona passed a state law going after illegal aliens and the federal government going after them.
They did. That's scary.
What's that?
I said that's scary.
Well, so that leads me to believe that one of you guys, I don't know who said which one, that the federal government...
Barry, I wish we had more time for you, man. Call tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at night Eastern. Start this conversation then when we can really talk to you about it. We'll see you tomorrow at Free Talk. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.